Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
What does one U.S. senator think about the new farm bill, the Mueller investigation, and more? Let's go in-depth with Senator Chuck Grassley from New Hartford.
Dr. Bob.
How are you, Senator?
Very good. How are you doing?
Well, it's a perfect day outside. It's 68 degrees, and looks like spring is finally here, so I'm doing great.
You know what? This is the first weekend, I think, since the first of the year that, well, at least when since spring, it was supposed to have sprung. This is the first weekend I've been home that there hasn't been snowing.
I believe it. We're ready this year. Are you looking at the fields and thinking about what's going to be happening soon on the Grassley family farm?
I had one conversation over the weekend. I said to my son, you probably won't be in the field next week. He says, if it doesn't rain on Wednesday, I think we'll be in the field before the end of the week. That's his prognostication. I won't know until I get home.
Well, since we're talking about farming, why don't we start with something we used to talk about all the time, but we haven't in a long time, the farm bill and what's happening with it.
Yeah. The House put out a farm bill that I think is going to be very controversial, and we'll have to have just Republicans pass it. And there's a lot of Republicans don't like any farm bill. When I say a lot, probably very much a minority of the House caucus, but if you don't get Democrat votes and it doesn't like it's going to get Democrat votes, they may not even get that bill through the House of Representatives. Then they're obviously going to have to change it. We haven't started in the Senate yet on our bill, and I was told it was going to happen during April, but obviously it isn't going to happen during April now, so I don't know when Senator Roberts is going to get down to work on that. But 2 weeks ago when we were down to the White House to complain to the president about trade issues, Roberts said to the president and to all of us that we're going to have a farm bill this year. So as time goes on, I get pretty pessimistic about getting a farm bill this year. So for your farmers who are listening, that could mean that the existing farm bill gets extended for 1 year. There's some things that needed to be changed. I call it more tweaking than anything else, but there are some things that need to be changed, so it's too bad we don't get a new farm bill.
Well, I understand that the House farm bill puts in some work requirements, and you could lose, a million or two SNAP recipients.
Well, I would think that that could be a possibility based on the proposition that that there might be some people getting food stamps that don't really need them, and they could afford to give them up, and they still don't want to work. I don't know whether I can speak to a comparable situation in any state about food stamps. States could have that requirement now, like I think Kansas has it, because states by option can do it. There are some evidences of states that have put work requirements into Medicaid that some people have decided that they didn't want to go to work and then didn't sign up for Medicaid.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with Senator Chuck Grassley. Well, what would a good farm bill look like to you?
Keeping crop insurance just about like it is. There's one of the programs, PLC or ARC, I don't know which one it is, but one of them, the formulas that they use get distorted figures for one county maybe not getting anything, the other county across the border maybe getting $50 an acre, or great discrepancies like that. That's got to be corrected. That's not right. Continue the conservation program, at least at the 24 acres it is, but if you wanted to increase it, that would be okay with me. Within the conservation reserve program, there's a situation now where the formula that's used, the federal government's paying more than the cash rent for a particular state or county, and we ought to have the federal government not driving cash renters out of land to farm because the landlord wants to have the government pay them more than they can get from the farmer. That's unfair competition for farming, and local communities get hurt when there's more money paid out for CRP than there is for cash rent. I want a strong research program for our universities and other research, but when you get down the line that far, I think that there's some things that can be done to food stamps that I would say tweaking it, but I don't think anything very dramatic is going to happen to food stamps because you can't get a farm bill if you don't have a strong food stamp bill.
To move on to another matter, I understand soon that the Senate Judiciary Committee that you chair is going to come out with a bill that would protect Bob Mueller from being fired. Is that correct?
Yeah. That's right. We'll have the vote Thursday, and I think it'll be voted out. There'll probably be just few of us Republicans vote for it. And I haven't really said publicly that I would vote for it, but I can't see myself voting against it. At this point, something might happen that would change my mind, but not right now. I'm being criticized by Republican, not so much my colleagues. They're probably criticizing me, but I'm not hearing it. We're getting a lot of phone calls from Republicans at my offices in Iowa that don't like it that I'm doing it. I'm supposed to evidently, if I support that, it's evidence that I'm not supporting Trump. I support Trump on most things, on policy. I don't support him as an individual, but I support a lot of his policies. And I support and I support Mueller, too. And I don't think those two are in conflict. So this bill comes along, and then since you've heard me say I don't think Mueller will be fired, and I think it'd be suicide if the president did fire him. It'd be political suicide. In other words, it creates the president a lot of problems. He doesn't need any more problems right now. So then how do you get a bill, and how do you get Grassley bringing that bill up? Since I'm chairman of the committee, I can keep it down. Last fall, these bills were introduced. I said, I'm not going to take up two or three different bills. If you get together and can do it in a bipartisan way, then I'll consider that. Well, they did, and so that's why it's on the agenda. This bill would provide more transparency for this and all future special counsels. So this doesn't have to be just about this special counsel, Mueller. So I go to explaining that to you because I've been criticized by Republicans for doing what I'm doing.
Essentially, if the president can fire a special prosecutor, it's all presidents for in perpetuity, no matter what they've done.
Well, let me tell you, we had a hearing on this last fall, I believe it was, before the first year at least. And we had constitutional scholars. Some said it was unconstitutional, others didn't. Those that said it was unconstitutional said that that the special counsel is within the executive branch of the government, and the president can hire and fire whoever he wants in the executive branch. And I suppose that's true. But in this particular instance, even if he can fire him, I just told you how I think it'd be stupid for him to do it.
Do you think it would, if he did, it would hurt the Republican Party in the future?
Yeah, but I think it hurt the country more because, you know, the office of president and whoever is president, it takes leadership. And why? And this president exerts leadership, but it's not recognized as such. And so, like I said in one interview, the less the president said on this subject, the stronger his presidency would be.
more in depth after this. I continued my conversation with Senator Chuck Grassley. Earlier, just a few minutes ago, you said that you support Trump's policies, but not him personally. Could you elaborate?
Yeah. If that makes it sound like I don't like Trump, that's not true. The reason I said it that way is because I think most of the questions I get from press around here, or journalists around here in town, is, do I agree with Trump on this or that, or what do I think about Trump saying this or that? And I think that in this town, policy ought to be what we talk about. And that's why I emphasize that I want to respond to the president's policies, not to what he does as an individual.
Let's give you the opportunity to tell us a little bit more about what you've been working on and what you're proud of and what you want to share.
Yeah. Well, first of all, getting back to the bill on Mueller and future special counsels, as I tell people, if you don't keep your word in this town, and some people don't, and I hope I always do, but if I bragged about always doing it, somebody would say, well, you said this or that. But if you don't keep your word, I think it's important. So I told these people if they got together, I'd do it. Beyond that, we got 120, 130 vacancies on the courts. I can't deal with them till the White House gets the names up here. But I'm going to concentrate on keeping the judicial branch of government as strong as I can through getting judges approved if they deserve approval. And, you know, not everybody gets through. There's 2 out of 50 last year that I asked to be withdrawn. And some of them never get on our agenda because there's things we find out about them that mostly through FBI reports that maybe the White House didn't consider. So they maybe don't even get put on the agenda and they withdraw themselves, things of that nature. But we got to work hard to get judges. And then I hope that it's kind of a strange reason to say the president shouldn't fire so-and-so cabinet member, so-and-so administrator. But we got a full-time job just approving vacancies now, both judicial and executive. I don't need any more problems that's going to detract from the ones I got right now. Maybe there's some the president thinks people should be fired. I'd ask him to consider it again because I think what we need is stability. I think that I can take one more question.
Sure. Let's just make it anything else that you'd like to share with our listeners today.
On the farm bill, you asked me, I didn't study the whole farm bill in the House of Representatives, but they have a very weak, well, practically no limit on what one farmer can get from the farm bill. And I'm very strongly in favor of a very strict amount of money that one farmer can get on the farm bill, one entity can get. That could be a husband and a wife, and that he ought to be involved in farming, not a Wall Street banker. And they've made it basically so a farmer that never goes to the farm is going to be able to get the maximum amount of the farm program. They won't have to be farmers. They won't have dirt under their fingernails. And so consequently, I'm going to fight again for that strong cap that I've always fought for. And I got it through the House and Senate last year, but it got obliterated in conference and against the rules of a conference. But they got away with it. So there you go. One other thing I'd like to say on my own is you can go to Grassley's website, grassley.senate.gov, and you can find out about the county meetings I'm having next week when we're not in session. Yeah, okay. Thank you very much.
thanks to Senator Chuck Grassley for contributing to the program.
For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.